The next day, William Foster was walking along the main street of Green Hill with his suitcase. He had become very careful and a little timid because he knew that Detective Palmer was tailing him. He began to think of living straight. He wanted to start a new job. William had been trained to make shoes while he was in jail. He was very clever and mastered all shoemaking skills very fast. He became interested in it. In jail, he sometimes dreamed of opening a shoe store. In Green Hill, William looked like a young businessman or athlete. When a beautiful young lady crossed the street before him, he looked at her and followed her at once. She entered the door of a large building on the street. The name on the door said, "The Elmore Bank." He waited for her to come out of the bank. Near the bank, two young men were talking. Foster asked them about the city, the population, business, school, the names of good hotels, and so on. "Thanks," he said, and gave them some tips.